Welcome to the Superintend Podcast. I'm Debbie Critchfield, Superintendent of Public Instruction. I am very excited to introduce our guest for this episode. She is someone I had the opportunity to meet recently when I visited her elementary for a very special occasion. Robin Schipani is a principal at Stevenson Elementary, located on the Mountain Home Air Force Base. And as we both know, Stevenson was recently named as Idaho's first ever Purple Star school, and we're going to talk about that. But it is a designation that schools earn for helping students in military families. So welcome, Principal Schipani. I'm thrilled to have you on the podcast. Let's start off with, for me, a fundamental part of this. What makes a military student slash family different, or as far as needs, or just different than kids maybe who have just moved into a town from somewhere else or grown up in a community?
Yeah, we have, so roughly right now we have about 330 students, and our kids usually end up staying about 2 years here. They're from all over the nation, and we just serve such a diverse population. Many of these students experience transitions, and they move frequently. Right now we have two big deployments that are going on, and so I have some parents who both parents are gone and their kids are being watched by grandparents or by friends, and then we also have just one parent gone, and it just makes a big difference because they can be gone all the way through holidays, birthdays, and they just miss some big parts of their kids' lives.
Thinking about my own youth, my father served in the Marines, and we moved every 2 to 3 years up until I was in junior high. And I think as an elementary student, it was a little easier for some of those transitions than if I had been in high school. But nonetheless, I remember thinking, you get in to a new place, you don't know anyone other than your siblings. Those were your built-in friends. And those relationships are so important, and you don't know the teachers, unlike, oh, I know in 2 years I'm going to get, you know, Mrs. Jones. You're coming into that whole new environment. How do you help your students feel like there's a place for them and that they can feel like there's friends and trusted adults?
So we have a couple great things in place and some things that we're working on as well. So we have a lot of our teachers also are spouses of people in the military, and so they come with a unique background of just being super nurturing and bringing them right in. And then we create relationships as quickly as we possibly can by saying places that we've been or experiences that we've had, and kids make those connections really quickly, and they become very dependent upon you because you've become part of their family very quickly. So one of the things we're working on right now is we're working on some Eagle mentors because we're the home of the Eagles. And so we took third and fourth grade kids and that just have great social skills. And we're teaching them how to, when new kids come in, how to welcome them with open arms and teach them the rules, our social structure, everything that goes along with how to go walk through the cafeteria, how to play outside, what the expectations are. And so that's been really fun to help teach them those skills as just little humans, and that are good skills for in the future as well.
Oh, absolutely. When I was there, there was another mascot that was there, and I was all excited to go get a picture. And then after the picture, someone said, that isn't their mascot here. There's an exchange, a military exchange. So you've got some students and families coming from a far across the world place. You want to talk about that a little bit?
So at Mountain Home Air Force Base, we have a Singaporean Air Force Base that is also here. And we probably have about 40 Singaporean students that are here on any given time of our year. And they come in and out as well. And their mascot is the Pirates. And so they do lots of fun things for us. They recently bought us a new mic system that we used while you were here. And the year before they bought us, every classroom got some new whiteboards. And so we just feel very blessed to have them and enrich our culture as well, because we're learning things about them. And while they're here to learn stuff from us as well. So it's really a fun and unique situation.
I love that you highlighted enriching the culture, because we absolutely learn from all people all the time. And to have some folks come where everything is very different, the way of life, and yet they care as much about education and their child being educated as anyone does. And for students to be able to get to know each other like that, I think is incredible. Let's talk about the Purple Star designation. That is not something that's easily achieved. You don't just call somebody up at the Department of Defense and say, hey, we're in Mountain Home. We want this military designation. You want to talk a little bit about what went into that?
Sure. So we have a school liaison. Her name's Dominique Haig. She works with us, and we talked about things. She came on new as a school liaison, and at the same time I did, and same with our colonel of our Air Force out here. We all three came on about the same time. And so when we met, first of all, like, we talked about all the things we could do and how we could move things forward for us. And so our staff worked really hard to build a community that supports the needs of our military family. We've implemented some programs and addressed some needs, and we're working on creating some resources for both our students and our families that are experiencing deployments. And we're working closely with organizations on the military base and off the military base, to include the 428th Fighter Squadron that we just talked about, our Singaporean squadron, to ensure that families have everything they need to be successful.
When we were there, we did share a little bit. There was a fantastic program that I think was a high school choir sang a couple of songs, and the kids were so fun. They were, you know, sitting on the floor, and everyone, all of your staff was wearing purple, because that's the color associated, obviously, Purple Star. Mm-hmm. First time in Idaho, first elementary or first school at all in Idaho to get that designation, that had to have felt pretty incredible. How were you feeling that day?
Oh, it was so fun. It was fun to have such support from everyone around our state to come in and join us. And I don't know, that when they were playing the Air Force song and they all started singing and clapping, and our military members stood up for their Air Force part, it just brought pure joy to our hearts, and they were excited. And that was the first time our kindergartners had a real assembly this year. And so they did such a great
job. This was a good one then for a first. Yes. You got a lot to live up to, because you had balloons everywhere as well.
We did have balloons everywhere.
They're going to expect that at every assembly. Well, where are the balloons?
Where are the balloons?
Yes. And where are all the military people and all the news cameras? That was another part of it. It was really packed full of media. Now, you've been involved in education a long time, and not just on a military base, in a military setting, but just in general. What are some of those things that you feel are the real pillars of helping our kids be successful?
I think that building relationships is going to be the thing that all teachers can do to help move kids forward. I will learn from anyone as long as I think you like me and you care about, and I feel you care about me. And that's what our teachers do, is they care about them and take care of any needs that they have. Teachers are willing to speak out and say, hey, I don't know if we can do this, but is there a way? And we do our best to figure out a way to make sure that our kids are well taken care of.
Well, I certainly felt that while I was there. And I think that added element of caring for the children of our military men and women is that extra weight that you feel, because they're off serving our country, protecting our freedoms, you know, defending our values, all of those things. And then back at home, you know, they've left their families in order to do that. And so for you to be overseeing and guiding the relationships and the care of students, I can't think of anything more important. And then I have to share with those that are listening, I had a very nice lady come up to me and start to tell me all of the shining traits of you and all of the things that you do at the school. And then at the end, she said, and she's my daughter. So that was the best part. That was the best part.
She's my biggest fan.
Well, you can add us to your fan page as well. So Thank you, Principal Schipani. We really appreciate your time. And again, our guest on this episode of The Superintendent has been Robin Schipani, principal at Stevenson Elementary on the Mountain Home Air Force Base. This podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. They can also be streamed on YouTube and the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Superintendent Debbie Critchfield. Thanks for listening.